With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week as Russia marks Victory Day in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the truce will run from the start of May 8th and last through the end of May 10th to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany back in 1945. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's convinced China will back off in the tariff battle.
I believe that it's up to China to de-escalate because they sell five times more to us than we sell to them. And so these 125-145% tariffs are unsustainable.
Bessent's comments, courtesy of CNBC. More than 100 immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally have been taken into custody in Colorado.
It happened during a raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, early Sunday. The club has been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence. Cocaine was found. More than 300 law enforcement officers and officials from multiple agencies responded to the nightclub. An undisclosed number of guns were also seized. John Scott reporting.
And as Greg Clugston reports, White House is highlighting the president's border agenda to mark the administration's 100th day in office.
About 100 yard signs with mug shots of arrested unauthorized immigrants have been placed along the White House driveway. The individuals on the posters are described as illegal aliens. The display is part of the administration's focus on the president's immigration policy. In a social media post, the White House warned illegal immigrant criminals, "We will hunt you down, you will face justice, you will be deported."
This is SRN News. Indiana has a parental rights law.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The mayor of Amsterdam has apologized for the role the Dutch capital played in the persecution of its Jewish citizens during World War II. Speaking at an event marking Holocaust Remembrance Day, Mayor Femke Halsema said that the civil servants in Amsterdam played an active role in the murder of thousands of Jewish citizens of that city. Of the estimated 80,000 Jews who lived in Amsterdam at the outbreak of the war, only 20,000 survived that conflict. This is SRN News. The D.C. Commanders have announced a $3.7 billion deal to move the team to its original RFK Stadium site. More details from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, announced the return of the Commanders football team
back to RFK.
Bowser also thanked the team's current owner, Josh Harris.
"Thank you for not just buying our team, some would say saving our team, getting the team to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years.
The stadium will open in 2030 and cost the Commanders $2.7 billion, with the city investing $1.1 billion for the stadium, housing, green space, and a sportsplex. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
D.C. taxpayers are helping by chipping in about $500 million in their budget. More from SRNNews.com.